If you need to poll opinion at any time, and that could be the opinions of your students, of colleagues, or maybe even of parents, then an online tool is often more useful than a paper shuffling exercise. It's much easier to distribute, and it's certainly much easier to do the analysis subsequent to people having completed the survey. Mr. Poll is a tool that might be able to help you with that. You need to create an account first, and having done that, you can have, even in the free version, as many polls as you want, and you can have as many questions in each poll as you need. The various question types are limited, but nevertheless they're the basic ones that you'd expect to and hope to have in a survey tool. So you've got multiple choice, fill in the blanks, or essay, i.e. longer textual type answers. It's fairly straightforward to add those into your poll. You just click on new question, sticking your question and the possible responses if it's a multi-choice, and then continue until you've got all your questions composed. At that point, you can decide you distribute it. It's not live until you choose to make it so, but when you do that, and you know who the viewing audience is, it can be either open to everyone or only open to registered Mr. Poll users. Now, if it's your student or parent or colleagues, they may not be registered, so you would need to make it open to everyone. And then, of course, it's visible to anybody who can see that on the internet. However, you can choose whether or not it's listed within the Mr. Poll listings. And if you just want to limit the responses to a particular group of people, then having it not listed might be useful. On the other hand, if your students were conducting an exercise where they wanted to solicit opinion from a wider population than their colleagues and friends within school, then they may choose to have it listed. Of course, at that point, you need to think carefully about what they're doing and how they're working and whether or not they're capable of working inappropriately. You can also choose to decide a start and end date, or you can even choose to have the poll closed after a certain number of responses. And those features might be. Afterwards, you can check the poll you respond to over a particular period of time. You can check out the results and use the CSV file. All that's particularly helpful. The thing that isn't so helpful is that the Mr. Poll polling system has, or by default, has a safe mode turned on. If you turn off the safe mode, then adult type material can become visible. Just something to think about if you're going to use Mr.